Hello, hello, and welcome to a special series of Booze live from the European Chairs Assembly, which is currently just beginning its meeting at Vajrasana Retreat Centre in Suffolk, in the beautiful part of the southeast of England. And you can probably hear in the background wood pigeons and assorted insects buzzing around. It's dusk here, the sun is just setting, a lovely orange glow behind the trees. And I'm standing here with the moon rising behind Lokabandhu. Lokabandhu, you've probably heard on some of these booths before, he works for the Triratna development team, and he's one of the leading lights of making sure that this meeting, which we're going to tell you all about, is a very harmonious and productive event. A real key part in the Triratna calendar, often behind the scenes, often not seen by those who don't get to come, but we really wanted to open it up for you and let you see all the great work that goes on behind the scenes to make Triratna Buddhist Community a very harmonious space and a greatly functional space. And the effects of this meeting ripple out way beyond Europe. And meetings like this go on in different parts of the world too, in North America, in Australasia. But here we are in Europe. So Lokabandhu, you want to tell us a little bit about the Chairs Assembly and what it means?
Yes, okay. I've been coming to it about 6 years now, I think. Finding my feet at first, but it becomes more and more a gathering of friends, I would say. Some close friends, mm-hmm. some less close friends. There's always new people coming, there's always farewells to say. And it's a meeting, but it's much more than a meeting. We call it the Chairs Assembly. And it takes 10 days in the summer, maybe 7 days in the winter, so it's a lot of time the chairs give to it. You know, a good 2 weeks of their lives every year. And they come together to talk about business, for sure, but also to really connect with each other, take the time to connect with each other on a personal level as Buddhist spiritual practitioners, individual Buddhist spiritual practitioners, as well as people taking responsibility for their centres, large and small. It's men and women, obviously. And what we did today, first day, pretty traditional, is just spend the whole day catching up with each other personally, mostly in small groups. People might take 20 minutes, half an hour, just speaking. How is life going for them right now? How is their practice going for them right now? And because they're chairman, they almost can't separate personal life from their work, mm-hmm. from mm-hmm. the health, you know, the goings-on in their centre. So the two really go together. It's a very vocational kind of job. But the emphasis today is definitely on the person, the people, you know, of the Chairs Assembly. One of whom, of course, is my good friend Chandradasa. He's unusual, actually, because he's not from Europe. It's the European Chairs Assembly, but he lives...
I have a European accent, surely.
He might be Scottish, he might have Italian blood, but he lives in New England, not Old England. But he comes all the way over the pond, as they call it, these Americans, to join the Chairs Assembly. You must get something out of it.
I do, I get a lot out of it. Old England is very beautiful. For me personally, it's I've been coming here for about 8 years, and it's a real chance to connect in with some friends who've known me for a long time and help, you know, straighten me out, calm me down, mediate me, all that kind of stuff, regain perspective. And people I just find really inspiring, actually, taking a lot of responsibility, and people I can really look to for support, which is very important. I think when you've got any kind of major responsibility in any area of life, it's great to have some peers around and some people who are more experienced than you, so you can bounce ideas off them, tell them how you're doing, get advice or sympathy or whatever it is you need at that moment. And the chairs meeting is always very good for that for me. I think support is probably the key thing, actually. It's a real boon for me and Dharma Chakra, which is the charity that I manage. You know, to be able to come here and talk to people about my work with thebuddhacentre.com, with Free Buddhist Audio, and be appreciated, hear people's appreciation of the work we do, and get feedback and good ideas and general encouragement. Really, really important.
For me, it's slightly different, actually, because I'm not a chair of any of our Buddhist centres. I work for the chairs. Mm. I'm staff, you could say. There's three of us at the moment, only three of us. We've got 50 bosses, all these chairs, but I work for a little team called the Triratna Development Team.
Does that mean I'm your boss?
No, not
technically.
At all. You're 2% of my boss, 1/50th of it, so don't even try.
You're the help.
Anyway, I work for the chairs, And this team started, the development team, 6 years ago. And apparently, I am told, we have made a real difference to the chairs.
Oh, you have made a fantastic difference.
Because each of them, one by one, has their hands full running their own Buddhist centres, large and small, that just got their hands full. And they find it really difficult to attend to stuff beyond the Buddhist centre. You know, more general, collective, tree ratna-wide stuff, of which there's always a lot. And they find it really difficult to do stuff, either strategic stuff or just kind of linking things together type stuff. So they came up with this brainwave 6 years ago to employ a few members of staff to do all that for them. And we've just been able to do that with the kind of arms or brains or whatever. Not the
hearts.
Brains, sorry.
Hearts. Your hearts.
With the workers. Yeah. With the workers.
Well, they're more than workers. I think the development team are a bit like secret superheroes. They make the whole world go round. They carry the tree ratna world on their shoulders a lot of the time, and it makes the work of being a chair individually and collectively much, much easier. So yeah, that's the first day of the ECA, the European Chairs Assembly. Tomorrow I think we're having a whole day looking at ritual in tree ratna, ways to renew it, ways to experiment with it, ways to take it further. It should be very interesting. Ratna Devi has come down from Glasgow. She's a German order member. She lives in Glasgow and she's come down to lead a whole day looking at ritual. So we'll report back then. But for now, we'll leave you with the sounds of beautiful Suffolk. You can hear the traffic in the background.
tweet.
We'll tweet this later.
Coo-coo.
Oh dear.
Okay, Loka Bandhu and Chandradasa.
Over and out.